three sneaky ways to find and inspect properties all virtually. Okay, so the person says, for virtual wholesalers, I was talking to a possible. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. Welcome back. I know we're still dealing with the 2020 COVID-19 issues, but you know, business must continue as usual. If you've been with me on this channel, you should have been completely immune against that situation. Your business should have been completely immune against it. But we're going to be talking more about that as we go, but business continues as usual. We have a question that came in here, and I think we should dive in through the question because the lesson, either with regards to recession-proof, economy-proof, market-proof, or COVID-proof, all of that will come out of the answers to the question. So let's get going. So person says, for virtual wholesalers, I was talking to a possible lead. By the way, we're talking about three sneaky ways to find and inspect properties all virtually, okay? So the person says, for virtual wholesalers, I was talking to a possible lead and there was hesitation when it came to scheduling a walkthrough. This hesitation usually because you haven't built rapport, okay? That's usually why you have issues talking to homeowners. But beyond that, all the way into the past, it also depends on how you generated the lead. So if you basically chased after this lead and you kind of somehow convinced them to work with you, you have to convince them, you have to do a harder work as you go along the line. Basically, you become their bitch. Sorry to use their language. You become you know, you're the one chasing them, okay? And they know this, and your confidence level, your belief system as seen on your face shows it, and they will indirectly or unintentionally take advantage of that because basically their mindset feels like you're chasing them and you need them. You're the one that need them. You're the one that doesn't have that much options as opposed to the other way around, as opposed to the person that's in their presence to solve their problem. So that's one of the major. So the major issue is how you generated the lead. Second issue is how you control the conversation as you're going. Okay, so let's continue here. So which I totally understand with everything going on. Well, everything going on really doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's COVID-19 going on, coronavirus, all of that stuff really doesn't matter. When somebody needs your service and they are truly a motivated seller, meaning they truly want what you have to offer, it really doesn't matter what's going on because their problem doesn't disappear because there's a world pandemic crisis going on. Keep in mind. So in fact, a lot of time, like a lot of my clients, some of the consulting work that I had over the past week, you notice I'm not really talking much about it because a lot of my clients were emailing, making sure I'm still gonna show up and deliver my services. You know why? Because it doesn't matter. It really, so when I say recession-proof, when I say in this business of wholesaling, you're not in real estate property business. You are in a people-based business. So if people still have their problems and the problem doesn't disappear with pandemics, then definitely it doesn't matter what's going on. So you are here giving excuses for them because you know in your heart that this lead, the way it was generated before, wasn't from a standpoint of value. You have a value to bring to the table. You have a problem that you can help them solve. If you're in that position, then of course, every excuses in the world, especially pandemics, will be used against working with you, okay? So let's keep going here. So do you, virtual wholesalers, give the homeowner the option to send a video? Well, you always give them the option to send a video. That's always a video, a photo, but to ask for those things is not really an issue. When you generated the lead from a standpoint of attraction, inbound, meaning they made the call out to you, meaning they said, I want to work with you. Or if you generated the lead from a standpoint of JV, joint venture, meaning completely, the contract is already signed. You're just assigning the deal to a buyer, then you really don't have to worry about all this craziness. But I'm letting you know right now, if you sold them on signing up your contract in the beginning, you have to basically do the same hard work to sign them all the way until you close. Is that possible? Yes, of course. But why do you want to do harder work when you could do a lot more easier work? Let's keep talking here. How do you see the house in this case? We see the house virtually. See, there's no such thing as non-virtual wholesaling anymore. I keep telling you that. I've been saying that for months. There's no such thing as I just walk in my backyard. I'd rather do belly to belly. It doesn't exist. People don't have time for that. People would rather you be flexible, but the opposite happens when you're the one chasing them, okay? But if they see value, if you've at least sold them on the fact that they do have a problem that you can solve, right? Then basically it's no issues to make it easier for everyone. Can you send the pictures to me? Can you take some pictures and send it to me before I do as a preliminary inspection? Can you send me some videos real quick of some of the major damages in the houses? It's as simple as asking those questions that way. So there are three sneaky ways. Now I'm going to share with you right now in 60 seconds. Grab your pen, grab your pencil, write this down. Number one, attraction marketing. Okay. Remember I told you how you generated the lead is very important. If you generated the lead using attraction, then it must have been that the services you're about to offer, it could be with buy houses already resonated with them, right? If that's the case, then you don't have any problem. So I call it sneaky because it goes beyond just the moment when you were marketing. It transcends all the way through to closing because you're the one that attracted them. They were attracted to the services, to what you have to offer. Whatever you have to offer, even if it's with buy houses, it's literally going to solve a problem for them. So if it's not going to solve a major crisis problem for them, they're not, AKA, that's not a motivated seller. Does that make sense? Number two, localize and leverage. So you may say, how do I take pictures? You can localize everything. So when you say localize, some people think you're talking about find somebody, another wholesaler in the local area. No, leverage the homeowner themselves because you have that kind of rapport you've built with them. Hey, send me some pictures. Let me take a look at the pictures. Calm conversation because you know confidently in your heart that you're about to solve this person's problem. So localize and leverage. Four, detach and engage. So again, you're chasing after them. You're coming off desperate. And if you're coming off as desperate, they can smell it. They will eat you up and spit you out. That's what's gonna happen. But if you detach and say, well, so let me know what's going on with your situation. You have to get rid of this property. You owe too much money on it. Oh man, I'm going to have to negotiate with your bank. You owe too much. There's no leverage. Oh, you moved out of state. Oh, the tenant. Oh my God. They could destroy the house anytime, right? You need to find out how you're going to solve that, but you need to identify that all the way. We have another video on seven questions that must get answered. Just Google my name, Abi Togun, Ola Talks, Abi Togun. Seven questions that must get answered by real estate wholesalers. Google that, the video should come right up. All right, so basically that's what I have for you. Those are the three things: detach and then engage. Detach, engage, step back a little bit to find out, fact find on how you can solve their problem, and then you engage. You gotta play that kind of game, attraction, seduction, while you're dealing with these homeowners. And before you move in and look at all this other crazy stuff, can I take pictures, or what's the contract? Nah, you gotta build rapport first. They gotta see you as their only option. That's all I have for you on this episode. Right now, if you're struggling with all this stuff, chances are you don't have a pipeline. You wanna build a pipeline? Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download this for free. And if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets as well for free. Hopefully you'll be enlightened, educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.